SEPA is a joint organization formed by the three communities, and it sells electrical power to the local utilities from two hydroelectric plants. It owns those plants at Tyee Lake near Wrangell and Swan Lake near Ketchikan, plus the transmission line that connects the two remote sites. SEPA contracts with Ketchikan Public Utilities for the operations at Swan Lake, but CEO Trey Acheson this month asked board members to take a vote to end that contract in a year's time.
I mean, there's some clear benefits to KPU for doing this. They still would get their wholesale power delivered to their front door at the wholesale power rate. We've already shown that, you know, reliability is not going to go down. More than likely, it's going to be the same people at the plant doing the same job.
Acheson said under such a change, four hydro plant staffers at Swan Lake would switch from working for KPU to working for SEPA. The organization already made the same move with operations at Tyee Lake in 2014, ending a contract with the Wrangell-based Thomas Bay Power Authority.
You know, and the sky didn't fall like everybody said it was going to, and lights didn't go out, and power continues to be delivered. And
Acheson thought it was the best business move for the agency to have control of operations at the plants it owns instead of contracting out that work. SEPA board member Joe Nelson of Petersburg supported the change. He thought it would end problems that can arise from contracting for O&M or operations and maintenance of a power plant.
You've got a contractor that's responsible for the O&M of the project, and then you have something occur, something that needs to be fixed. Is that O&M or is that going beyond that? Those lines are always kind of gray, and when that happens, it results in delays, it results in hurt feelings, it results in a lot of negative things. So,
for electrical customers in Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan, those delays in fixing problems on the power grid can lead to longer interruptions in service. SEPA just started a multi-million-dollar project to increase the height of the Swan Lake Dam, which will increase water storage there. During construction, it will continue to be one of the main power sources for the three communities. That's not an issue, but as it did with the takeover of operations at Tyee Lake, the board discussed friction between management at SEPA, the plant owner, and its contractor, KPU. Board member Lou Williams III of Ketchikan is also the board chair of KPU. He didn't like the way the takeover had been proposed. He acknowledged the idea made sense, but took issue with Acheson's approach.
And I asked him, you know, why don't you, it's best for the community to do this someday. Why don't you try to work, be the bigger person, and work with these guys and get a nice trusting relationship. And that's a great way to take it over. Well, instead, we're going to do a hostile takeover, and it just makes me lack more confidence in your management.
Judy Zenge of Ketchikan agreed that the idea probably made sense in the long run, but did not think the time was right. Stephen Prezunka of Wrangell noted the change was not an easy one for the end of the Thomas Bay contract at Tyee Lake.
It caused a great deal of division in our community, a lot of heartache for a lot of people, and we're still dealing with the repercussions of that from the Thomas Bay office being shut down.
And KPU's Andy Donato, also a SEPA board member, thought there were many benefits to keeping the contract with KPU. He thought the local utility could mobilize employees more quickly than SEPA.
The road washes out, KPU can appoint a special crew, get machinery in. They have done this for the road washout. So historically, there's this benefit. They've been there for, 34 years. So they have this history.
Other board members thought that ending the contract was probably a good idea eventually, but wanted to wait on that decision. Board Chair John Jensen of Petersburg noted he was initially really upset with the end of the Thomas Bay contract, but later changed his mind.
Maybe this is another process that's going to probably take some time, you know, not vote on it today and slam the door. I agree with what's been said at the table here. It's not an instant process. I do agree with SEPA taking over O&M, but I think we need to keep in our discussions a little bit longer and work out the details, and maybe everybody will come to grips with it a little bit better like I did. It took a long time. So
the board ended up voting 4-1 to table the motion to provide 1-year notice to end the contract. Joe Nelson of Petersburg was the only vote to proceed. At the end of their meeting, board members and staff sounded a more cooperative note. Clay Hammer of Wrangell urged the communities to continue working together.
The success of SEPA and the two operations in question have always been contingent on all three communities coming together and putting their best foot forward to make sure that the needs of all of us are met. The spirit of collaboration between all three communities, and I don't want to see that end.
Board members agreed to bring that issue back up in the next year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.